Poppin' No 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, on with us right now with KC Jazz Live is Emily Behrman, and also from Music Across Borders is Lindsey Jarrett. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a First Friday coming up. I'm excited, and I know you two are. Tell me about what's happening this Friday.
Well, thanks for having us on. We're very excited about First Friday in June in the Crossroads because we have a brand new space opening up at 515 Southwest Boulevard. And we have named it 515 or 515 Music Hub.
Okay.
We're going to be a listening room for our local musicians of all genres, jazz, blues, rock, country, bluegrass, you name it. We'll have it in the space starting tomorrow night during First Fridays.
Sounds nice. And Lindsey, how important is it to have this type of space down in the Crossroads?
Well, there's really a gap all over the city for musicians to have a space that they can call home, especially just musicians from all genres where they can listen and learn from each other and really just showcase their work. And this is a perfect spot in town because it really is growing and thriving. And we can't wait to just meet all of our neighbors and just really grow here.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me who's going to be the first act coming up on this First Friday.
We've got four bands, and we start with the Urban Spelunkers. So these guys are sort of a bluegrass quartet with some vocals thrown in. Then we move on to Carrie Cooley, who's a jazz vocalist with piano. And then Stan Kessler will be here. He's a jazz trumpet player. Lots of folks in KC may know Stan and his group Sons of Brazil. This will be a straight Kansas City jazz quartet. And then we end up with Haley Burke and the Hawks, which is a great rock and roll band.
No doubt. And it's more to music as well. There's going to be some other stuff hanging out there as well, Lindsey.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of we're going to really bring in like food trucks and different local like small businesses to support us. And we want to support them. And we'll have a lot of other things during the summer. We'll have education. We'll have things for kids, all different types of music. We're just really gearing up starting tomorrow night.
No doubt. Emily, is there a cost for this?
No, tomorrow night is absolutely free and open to the public. It's our grand opening, so we really wanted to throw open the doors and welcome the community and make sure that we connect with as many people as possible. So we'll have some snacks and drinks available and some great music. So we hope people can come out and join.
I love that. How can they get more information if they want to learn more about what's going on with these First Fridays and what's going on with the 515 Music Hub?
You can follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, 515 Music Hub. We also have a website, 515musichub.org.
Sounds great. How you start off your weekend right there, 515 Music Hub. Emily, Lindsey, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.